Hey, hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And I am just so excited because, first of all, you know, yesterday was International Women's Day. We are in the middle of Women's History Month. And we've been talking about marching orders. I mean, you name it, we're doing it. We've got the 2020 Wealth Vision. We've got the 20 in 2020 who are going to make their first 100,000. There are so many things exciting. Ingrid Woolfolk has the Decade Planner. So folks are planning out their lives in decades. Dr. Jazz brought it to us live this year at the Wealth Experience. And so I feel like finally I can catch my breath. And get you up to speed with some folks that we have been missing, but certainly they are not missing in action. They have just been grinding. I've been grinding. So I want to talk to you today about an exciting, I mean, this really to me is just game changing. It is a global defining, and it is our sister, Denise Wiggins, who is the, first of all, multi million dollar business owner, who is also the creator and founder of Lip Sync Cosmetics. Good morning, Denise. Miss Sync Your Life, Denise. How are you today in 2020? I think this is our first time talking this year.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon. I am super, super, super excited to be on this call with you and all of you amazing, amazing people around the world.
Yes, yes. So we are excited. So we know a little bit about Lip Sync Ambassadors. We know that women all around the globe have had an opportunity to partner with you to start their own business, to start their own home-based business. And we know that Lip Sync Ambassadors, it's all about sisterhood, and it's about women coming together to learn entrepreneurial skills, but really to support each other in an environment of growth, and financial freedom. And so that's been amazing. You have done an amazing job. MC Light has a collection there at lipsync.com and lipsyncosmetics.com. Coco has a collection there, lipsyncosmetics.com. You've done other brands with, you know, major folks who are moving and shaking. But now you have a home-based business for teens. Tell us all, Lip Sync Juniors, like it, just when I thought it couldn't get any better, here it is getting better and better. Tell us all about Lip Sync Juniors.
So I'm so excited about this program. We have a program that we launched February the 16th for teens and teens, girls ages 8 to 17 years old. We want to be able to teach our girls things that we didn't learn until we got grown and made thousands of mistakes. So the program was founded to inspire and encourage our young girls on leadership development, strategy, financial management, entrepreneurial development and success, personal image and brand management, career development, and teamwork / sisterhood. That is the foundation of the program, and it has taken off like a rocket.
Wow. So where is this located? Can young women, so this is for girls age 8 to 17, from all backgrounds. I'm looking at Lip Sync. Is it lipsyncjuniors.com? Because I know people are already sending me communications, so asking me where to find it. Where can people go to find out more about the Lip Sync Junior program so that their young lady, niece, daughter, granddaughter can start their own home-based business?
They can start their home-based business. It's a three-step process, so let me kind of slow it down and walk you through the process.
Okay.
It's a small investment. The investment, you have to buy a kit, and it's three different kits. The first kit is $35. We have one $45, and then we have one $65. You pick your kit for your youth. Once you pick your kit, you have to sign up for your reoccurring monthly fee of $10 a month. You have to invest to make money.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're teaching them about investing and how to save your money and how to invest back into your business. Once you complete those two steps, you can sign up for your daughter's product list. And once you sign up for her product link, that link is what you will share with all of your network so that she can start making money selling the product. And I want all of you that's listening to go to www.lipsynkjr.com.
Okay,
all
so
the
it's
information that you need is there.
Excellent. So it's Lip Sync Junior, not all the way spelled out. LipSynkJr.com. www.lipsynkjr.com. Wow, this is amazing. And so from anywhere in the world, this young woman can start her own home-based business, learn how to be an entrepreneur. And I'm going to tell you, I can't think of anybody better for them to learn from than you, Denise, because Denise, you have become successful through hard work and through staying connected, through self-development and exposing yourself and being around successful people. You do not have a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or a PhD. You did not come through this thing with a silver spoon in your mouth. You did not inherit $1 million to start your business. You started from the ground up, being a single mom, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I started with $5 in expression, but you got to have the determination and the willingness to get around people that may intimidate you, but they have what you need, so you got to put yourself in the place to win. This is our year, this is our season, and this is our time. So get connected. Get your youth connected. We want to train them up right now so they will be successful by the time they hit 18 and 20 years old.
Did you say you started with $5? Is that what you said?
$5 and a dream. That's it.
$5 and a dream. Wow.
That's
wow.
It.
Well, you know, we still got to get our Sync Your Life on with Denise. We're going to be syncing our lives. This is Women's History Month. International Women's Day is still upon us. And I can't think of any better way to celebrate women than to celebrate our up and coming young women. So if you have, first of all, everybody should hire their child to work in their home-based business. That's just number one. So you can get the money back that you are spending on your child. If you send your child to ballet class or football camp, or you pay tuition, you don't get that money back. But if you hire them, give them a job, pay them a salary, then you get that money back. And now they can go pay for their own things. Well, step two in that process is for your child to get their own home-based business. So they have the job working for you as you know, their parent. They work in your home-based business, but now they're creating another stream of income, which is teaching them entrepreneurial skills, hard work, and really, you know, how to really advance in this capitalistic society that we're living in. So thank you so much, Denise. We are telling everybody to go to www.lipsynkjr.com for more information. And Denise, we'll talk to you next time about syncing our life with you. Thanks so much. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Lynn Richardson. Are you one of the 20 in 2020? That's right. I'm going to take 20 people in the year of 2020 and help you crack the code to make your first $100,000 or your next $100,000. Visit www.lynnrichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Are you one of my 20 in 2020?
A little check to Monday, a little check to Monday, a little check to Monday. Are you little check to Monday?
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time and one dime at a time. And that means you. And we are just really reveling in the glory of 2020 and everything that this year and this decade promises. We started out with the 20 in 2020, and I am still in the process of selecting my 20 people who are going to make $100,000 or more this year, their first $100,000. We are doing the 21 Days to Financial Freedom. People are starting their businesses. They're getting tax knowledge. You name it, we are doing it. And in light of Women's History Month and International Women's Day, it is it's Ladies Week, Ladies Month, Ladies Decade, Ladies Year. So I am talking today about women who are currently making history in business. And so today I'm introducing to some of you for the first time, and for some of you who've tried to talk to me or book anything with me or, you know, somehow work with my office, you certainly had to speak to Dr. Katrina Pullum. And Dr. Pullum, thank you so much for joining the Millionaires Roundtable today. How are you doing this marching order season?
Oh, I am doing fabulous. And it's just amazing to get on the show, especially for Women's History Day, month, all of that, because in supporting you and being surrounded by some fabulous women, this is truly an honor. So thank you for the opportunity.
Well, thank you. Thank you for covering and protecting. And, you know, Dr. Trina has to make sure I'm up to get on my calls and to do my webinars. And she moves me from one part of the world to the next. But you, in your own right, you have something very special that you have been working on and that you've released. And I'm so excited about it because it warms my heart. And I was very blessed to have had my grandmother who raised me for so long. Grandma B was almost 98 when she left here. And you have written a book or a series of books called Growing with Grace. Tell us all about Growing with Grace.
Okay. I am super excited about this. Growing with Grace initially was developed because my youngest son went through watching my grandparents, my grandmother, my grandfather, them transition on to heaven. And so I thought I was writing a book to help him with grief, but in writing the book, I found that I was helping myself. And so we developed a little girl that's inside of me, Grace. Grace is actually me as a child. And so I wanted to tell my story of dealing with the death of my great-grandmother. Because your grandmother raised you, and my great-grandmother, my grandmother raised me. And so I found that it was healing to me. And then I wanted to go back and touch on those cultures, you know, the traditions that we have. I find that so many people today have gotten away from the family traditions and just remembering, you know, the way that we were brought up and instilling those values into their children. And the first book is Born with Grace, The Importance of Family Tradition. And so as we go through the series, we're going to talk about grief, because there are no books in the stores that help children deal with grief. And so we have six more books to write, and I'm very excited, and I feel like the time is now, and it's needed with everything that's going on in the world.
This is amazing because, I mean, I remember as a small child reading, you know, all the books that helped me to learn about different parts of life, whether it be how to handle, I remember all the Judy Blume books, you know, all the Judy Blume books, and how do you manage through, you just fell out with your friend and so on and so forth. So for you to write this book for us to teach a couple of things, one, our children, the traditions of family, of old school family, which, by the way, it was so funny because I was watching an Instagram post and it's on the Shade Room. And it's basically saying, have your mama ever told you this? And it was like 10 things. And I just want to fall out the chair because I have said all of them.
Yeah.
I'm not one of your little friends. I brought you in this world. I'll take you out. You better fix your face before I give you something. Like all of these things. And But these are the traditions, you know, to know that somebody could post something and millions of us around the world know that all of our mothers and grandmothers said these same things. Like, yes. It's just, yeah, yeah. So
the first thing that my grandmother would say was like, you know, when I got older, she said, you never went to jail. You never been in trouble. So we did something right. And so I find myself trying to instill those same things into my kids and raising them. And so, I miss those things. But yeah, I still bring that along as I go. When I have grandkids, I'm going to do the same thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So this is Growing with Grace. This is a series of children's books written by an African-American woman, but for all people, I think. Mm-hmm. One of the things that, you know, we were talking about in Women's History Month and really, you know, understanding the stories of many of our ancestors, our African ancestors were often wet nurses to the children of their slave masters. So you had, you know, Caucasian babies who were being nursed by African-American slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I talk about us giving birth to a nation, you know, I don't even know how we could have separation in the world in terms of color. Because if you think that you are one culture and you're looking down on another culture, I want you to look back in your history and find out who breastfed your mama, your daddy, your grand. And if it was a black woman, then that means you got some soul up in you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is what it is. I mean, I can't imagine being a woman and having to nurse someone else's children who is oppressing me. But the truth is, at the end of the day, we shall overcome. We are overcoming. And I just think that this is a great series of unity and helping our young people understand where they came from. Dr. Trina, where can people get your book, your series of children's book? And this needs to be in all of the schools. So if you are a school teacher, if you're a school teacher, if you are a school administrator, if you are involved in curriculum development or curriculum management, if you run a nursery school, an elementary school, homeschooling, whatever, please get this book as one of the books that you want to you want your children, your classroom children, to learn from and to discuss and to understand who they are, but more importantly, having compassion for the world. Where can people go and get your book, Dr. Trina?
Thank you, Dr. GrowingWithGrace.biz. I will say that the book is also in Spanish, and we have characters in the book that are Asian, that are Caucasian, that are Hispanic, so it's very diverse.
Wow, growingwithgrace.biz, growingwithgrace.biz. Children from all backgrounds, go get the book for your classroom, give a gift that keeps on giving. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And we are following marching orders, which means anything that you need to get done, do it in March. Because the new year is the first 3 months of the year. It's not just the first day or week and then you don't reach your goals or you don't get started off right and then you lose track. No, it's the first 3 months of the year. And anything that you put in place during the first 3 months of the year will reap during the remaining 9 months of the year, because nine is the number of reaping. Anytime you multiply nine by anything, it comes back to itself. Nine times two is 18. The one and the eight equal nine. Nine times seven is 63. The six and the three equals nine. Anything that you multiply by, it will do that. So I want you to get in your marching orders. And then to my post today, procrastination is the fertilizer that makes difficulties grow. Okay. Stop procrastinating. Do it. Do the best you can where you are with whatever you have right now. Let me repeat. Do the best you can where you are with whatever you have right now. So if you want to get out of debt, you might not even have enough money to start to pay one bill. But start the 21 days to financial freedom. Get your budget in order. You want to start a business, but you don't know what to do. Okay, just sign up for the home-based business webinar. Whatever it is, do the best you can with whatever you have right now. Because if you think you're going to have it all together before you go get it together, it doesn't work like that. It's like, you know, when people, they don't go to church because they're trying to fix their life. You can't fix your life on the street by yourself. You need to come and be connected with a spiritual body of people who are moving in the same direction. And let me say this, it has nothing to do with the physical church itself. It's with the fellowship of other human beings and getting in community and connection. And I know that a lot of people out there, but I don't have to go to church. I can watch it on Instagram, or I can watch church on Periscope. That might be true. But at some point, you want to start to connect with other people who are moving in the same direction. So I just wanted to drop that with you. I could not let Dr. Trina go. She agreed to stay with us and come back during the break, because I heard you say something. I said, you know what? We can't just let that slip. Your book, Growing with Grace, is in multiple languages. Help. Come on now. Come on, make history.
Well, you know, Dr. Lynn, you always say, we say, go big or go home. If you're going to do it correctly. And so God gave me the vision to put it in Spanish because I'm based out of Texas. And so we want to be able to offer to a lot of our schools have a high amount of Hispanic students. And so they're still learning English. They're not as fluent for half of the schools that, you know, we have visited. And so I wanted to be able to have a book where they can understand it, but not only that they can understand it, but their parents can.
Yes.
A lot of times they can speak English, their parents can't speak English. And the book is not just for children, it's also for kids. So that's also doing activities. They have activities in the book that the kids can do with their family. So it's a family book.
Excellent. I love that you said you put the book in Spanish. Not just so the kids can understand it, but so their parents can understand it. Because in many cases, you have the kids coming to school learning English and speaking it better and communicating. But when they go home, they still have to speak in Spanish in order to, you know, really, really be able to take full advantage of their home life and have understanding. So I love that. I love that. So how long, Dr. Trina, because I know there are a lot of people out there who want to write a book. And I always say in my book writing class that I teach and in my book writing instructions that I give out to people. And you know what? I may as well go on and do a book writing webinar, because people want to learn how to write a book, and people don't realize it's a few steps. It's a few steps, and anybody can write a book. There are no rules. It doesn't have to be 500 pages. It doesn't have to be 50 pages. It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be small. It could be a little hand pamphlet in your pocket, or it can be hardback. I mean, there are no rules to a book. You just have to get it out of you. You have to get it out. How long did it take you to write your book?
So compared to regular books that I write, the children's book took the longest. And it took about a year and a half. And that's because we had to meet with the illustrator. We had to give them the opportunity to create the characters and all of that and have it, you know, have it done correctly. So for the children's book, it took a little bit longer. But in the past, it normally takes me about 90 days. It depends on your time, how much time that you have. Some people it takes 30 days, but for me, the books I've done before take 90 days. But this book took about a year and a half. And I always believe that it's in God's timing. It's all in his timing on when we're going to release what he has inside of us. So.
Yes. Well, you bring up a very good point because some books take longer than the others. Living Check to Monday is, you know, from what I'm hearing from people, is just so powerful. A lady wrote on Instagram the other day, she said, a short read, but extremely simple and massively profound. Massively profound, like the principles in it. And I feel like, you know, it had to come from God because I was so just down in the dumps about my life and my situation, and I wrote it in 2 days. Like I had to get it out. But then Living Beyond Check to Monday, it's not a book that you can just read. It's a book that you do. You have to literally go through this book and apply it to your life. And so I couldn't write that book as fast. I was so disappointed. It took me a year and a half or so to write that particular book because in writing the book, I had to do the book. I had to apply it to life. So that's amazing to your point about writing this particular book. So in the first series, tell us a little bit about the series because Growing with Grace, go to growingwithgrace.biz, everyone, growingwithgrace.biz. This book should be in all schools, elementary schools. I feel like high school students need to read the color. I know. You know, I'm not too old to pick up a child's book and read it and learn a lesson. As a matter of fact, Curious George is feeling. Remember. Yes, honey. I can go on and get some Dr. Seuss and get some rap ideas for some of the artists that we represent. Horton Hears a Who and Green Eggs and Ham, you know, that type of thing. So you're never too old to go and pick up a child's book because some of the most profound life lessons are in the children's books because that's the whole point, to be able to teach children something monumental that will shape their character. So I want everybody to go get it for your loved one. I'm going to have my niece and all my nieces, but you know, they all work for me. So this is a part of their, they all work. Everybody have a job. Nobody gets any gifts. So this will be a part of their work reading or something. I'll figure out how to make it a tax write-off, you know, learn the rules and then play the game by the rules. So I'll figure that piece of it out. But what are some of the other life lessons that you want people to learn through your Growing with Grace series?
I want them to be able to learn how to learn how to change, how to adapt, how to grow into our new realities, especially, like I said, with things going on in the world today, things are happening so fast, and we have to be prepared for the shift. And a lot of people are not prepared for the shift or for the changes to adapt to go. And then we're talking about friendships, you know, having those lifelong friendships, you know, people that come to our seasons, what we need. We're talking about transformation as well. You're never too young for transformation to take place. And so that's how we start with the first book. The first book is an introduction to who Grace is, who her support circle are, her friends, who are the key players in her life, like her school teachers. My school teachers were very important to me. So we introduced the school teachers, the counselor, her parents, and the grandmother, of course, because growing up, we spent a lot of time in the kitchen with my grandmother cooking, eating, and having conversations.
Yes, and absolutely, so, yes.
So all the time when people say, oh, can I meet with you? Can we meet over food? You know, because that's always been like a comfort for me whenever, you know, we're meeting, you know, having those conversations with grandmother, whether we're pouring into each other, whatever it is, you know, it's always been over food.
Yes, well, and we know now.
I wish we can get back into
Yes, well, we know now when we get together over food, we're having a business meal. We're discussing business. Let me tell y'all something, because if we had...
Yes.
We are now getting... Because we are good as a people to get together over something to eat, and I say, you know, everything getting fat except your bank account. And, you know, that type of thing. So now we get together over a meal to discuss business, which I think is absolutely great, Dr. Trina, because we need to have more conversations about money and business with our family in that same. I think we need to start creating new traditions.
Mm-hmm. And see, when we go out with the kids, we're talking business. We're talking the family business.
Yes.
We learn that. We listen to you.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
We need to get back into that. We try to put our phones down when sometimes it can be hard, but we try to put our phones down so we can spend more time with each other at the dinner table.
I love it. Well, you are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more to Dr. Trina about how she started her PR firm and actually now is one of the top entertainment managers in the industry. I mean, she handles me. Anybody who could deal with me, let me tell you, child, woo, honey, you are special. You are special if you could deal with me. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And everybody needs a home-based business, okay? Because it's the only way you can get access to 475 tax deductions that you can then write off on Schedule C of your 1040 tax return. You may have other businesses. You may have a corporation, an S-Corp. You may have an LLC with other people. But everybody needs a home-based business that operates as a sole proprietorship or a single-member LLC. And I said all of that because, of course, we have Dr. Katrina Pullum here with us. And Dr. Trina, I mean, your education background is just as varied as your professional background. You have an associate's in law enforcement. You have a bachelor's in psychology. You have an MBA with a specialization in healthcare. You got a master's in sociology. You have a PhD from the Chicago Professional School of Psychology, but you don't do any of that.
Not anymore. You know, yeah. I retired.
Okay.
I retired 3 years ago, but I can't say that I don't do it anymore. I still do it as needed. And the reason I say that is because I use all those skills that I had, that I have acquired through my education and my work experience. I use all of that to deal with my clients and people of today, the people that I work with, because, you know, you have to deal with, you know, just different, how can you put it, not personalities. But, you know, you have to be that, as you said, that comfort.
Yes.
If my clients and I having a good day, I need to know how to be able to comfort them. If they're having a good day, I'm still there to be their cheerleader. I'm still there not to judge them, but understand who they are and have that patience and everything with them to lead them through processes when they don't understand. So I still put that therapy part in there, that investigative part when I have to go and research, or sometimes we may have people that actually come after our clients. You know, and we have to figure out what's going on. You know, sometimes we have people that just show up where our clients are, where they think our client's going to be looking for them. And so I have to, I feel that's where my education comes in assisting me with working with people. Now, that's one thing, Dr. Lynn, I think she could say about me, that I'm personable, and I like to sit down and get to know people, to see where they're headed, to see where their mind are, and kind of patient in working with them.
Well, I often tell people the only way I've been successful is I have to understand people. I have had to understand people. I have had to understand when to go, when to stop, when to move, when to ask a question, when not to ask a question. I have to know. And I don't know how I know, except that I've always known. I've always been the kind of person to assess the situation. Okay, this person just did that, and it looks like a bad thing. But let me tell you why they did it. Let's look at their circumstances. So now let's address the circumstances. And let's also take a look at what we can do to prevent it in the future. And yes, you're right, because it takes a very special person to deal with me. It's like, come on now, because I'm just going to give it to you like Madea. I don't mean nothing.
You cannot wear your feelings on your shoulders when you work with Dr. Lynn Richardson. You cannot wear your feelings on your shoulders. You have to understand, because she knows, if you don't mind me saying this, she might, you know, we'll talk. She might throw a little tantrum. And when I say, okay, you finish, let's get to work.
Right.
And we go to work.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to throw my tantrum. I'm going to throw my tantrum, because let me tell you why. I don't think I always got to be the bigger person. I think I can. Mm-hmm. I think if people can act crazy, I can respond crazy. If you get to do it, then why can't I respond?
We always have a good time.
Yes, yes.
We always have a good time.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, it's like when I'm in my thing, I know it. Like, and then I get tired of myself. So when I get tired of myself, you know, I don't wore myself out. So then I'm just like, okay, what are we gonna do? Yes, yes, yes. It is all good. I am excited, you know, for you and your trajectory and where it is that you're going. Your book, Growing with Grace, your book series, your children's book series is amazing. Your PR firm and media firm. And then, of course, all the work that you do for Sunny Girl Entertainment, as well as Hip Hop Sisters Foundation. You have taken on a very special, you know, you've taken on a special responsibility with being there for our scholars and you and your husband, and donating your time, donating your money, donating your services, your PR services, to bring more awareness. From the very first time we ever worked with you, you all donated and had, you know, helped with the photography and just so many things. And I am here to say, because it's what I've always done. When I first started working for Russell Simmons, I was not getting paid. I need people to understand that. The paycheck didn't come until, you know, down the way. But I was a part of creating something that was masterful. And even when it did start to come, we were in the development and the building stages. And so, you know, I know that when you allow God to use you for what you were created for, then all you have to do is wait for those opportunities. Do your work. Be excellent. Get yourself together. Do your part. And then just do it. So, Dr. Trina, we are excited for you. We are happy for you.
Thank you.
Want everybody to go to growingwithgrace.biz. Growingwithgrace.biz. B-I-Z. And get that children's book for your loved ones, your young people, your students, the people you are coaching. If you know some young person who is handling grief, we are dealing with a tough time right now. People are stressed, they're struggling, they're depressed, they're dealing with the depression of their parents and their household. Young people are being bullied. They're, you know, emotionally feeling it. And we need to do everything we can as a community to bring peace and love and harmony to the lives of the young people who are one day going to take care of us. So thank you, Dr. Trina. You are making history. This has been a great, I feel like what you and Denise Wiggins are doing, Lip Sync Junior. I want everybody to go to Lip Sync Junior, LipSyncJr.com, and go to growingwithgrace.biz. Growingwithgrace.biz. This is Women's History Month. It is the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host. Go to LynnRichardson.com to get help. Go to LynnRichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn. Ask me your question and get started when I send you your answer. You can also call my office at 888-LYN-123. Leave a mobile number so we can reach out to you and get you to the next step to schedule your consultation. I love you. It's WVON, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.